And now, yes, she's here. She is Master Gardener Elizabeth Mollica with more tips to grow on. It's a service of Columbia Falls, Columbia Nursery. And
they're in Columbia Falls.
Yeah, that's right. That's Columbia Nurseries. All right. Good morning.
Morning, John. Hi, Robin.
Hello. How are you? I'm doing well.
You're doing well?
Considered.
Considering
Start your
that spring,
spring
has sprung,
it has.
Be feeling good. Well, thank you for having me, and thank you, Columbia Nursery, and welcome you gardeners and wannabe gardeners. John and Robin, what's happening in your garden? What's happening in the greenhouse, maybe, Robin?
I don't know. I haven't been out there.
Oh, you haven't had to schlep anything?
No, I just look at it and I go, yeah, it's out there. I don't know that we've done much out there yet. I think Darcy went out shopping for seeds and that kind of thing.
Well, the daffies are popping up in places.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I almost took a couple that are down the street on the side here. I didn't.
And I noticed that our gardener across the street there at the Kalispell Public Safety Building, she is out working.
Lisa?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
You even know her name.
Well, you know, I just had to find out last year because I was so impressed with what she was doing. I mean, it's a mini botanical garden. For everyone to enjoy.
Her work is cut out for her at the moment.
Yeah, it is, but it's coming back.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to find my perennials on my berm. The deer did not leave me a map, so I'm trying to see what's coming up. things get moved by the deer. I had a question from last week. Not actually last week, just the general question. What is the Scudder Lab? I talk about the Scudder Diagnostic Lab, and where is it? Well, it is at MSU, and they do all kinds of diagnostics and pathology and such. So if you have an issue with your any plants or any issues in the garden, they have the experts there to analyze that. So you could either send a photo or send your plant in, but do call first. That phone number is 406-994-5150. Email diagnostics, plural, at montana.edu. And they also welcome visitors, I'm told. So that's the Scudder Diagnostic Lab. But before I continue, I want to give special thanks again to everyone who contributes in so many positive ways, near and far, to our respective communities. Thank you. John and Robin, I want to talk about raised beds, and I know that's not a new topic to you, John.
No, we love them.
I gathered. Yeah, and it's really a big topic as I've gotten into it. I think I talked about it 3 years ago, but it's a very current topic, of course. A little history. Do you know when raised beds were first started, John and Robin?
No.
300
BC.
Oh,
okay. Really?
Yeah. I'm off a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah. Pre-Hispanic peoples of the Andes used them to prevent erosion. And I've never been to that part of the world, but I can imagine it's very hilly, and so they wanted to.
Yeah, they have a lot of terracing there.
Yeah. And I think that's probably connected, Robin, that, you know, raised beds, terracing. The system at that time, or maybe still, is called Waru. So W-A-R-U, and repeat it. So that's when it got started. And so there are good reasons for their popularity. And I'll give you some pros. There are some cons, but we'll talk about focus on pros. First of all, the soil heats up faster and drains faster, so you can maybe plant earlier in the spring.
Now, why is that? Because it's above the
actual
ground level.
It is controlled. So the heat becomes compressed, lack of a better term. So you control the quality of the soil, so you can plant closer together because your soil has a higher quality, more consistent quality. the opportunity to bring in new soil that has not been subjected to toxins that might be in the soil. I mean, part of that applies to row beds as well, of course. You layer soil amendments in the fall with leaves and on top, so you can control it again. Maybe your leaves won't blow off as easily. Erosion control, as I mentioned, for the Andes. Number four, raised beds have fewer weeds because, again, you've controlled the soil and it's so much easier to weed. So it's easier to care for and water. And, of course, it's so much easier on your back and knees, wouldn't you say,
yes,
John?
Yes, you know, that was the number one thing I was thinking of.
Of course,
we have a raised bed. I just don't know that Darcy's planted anything in it yet. Is it alongside the greenhouse on the outside?
Oh, nice. Is it on the sunny side? Maybe I can picture it there. Yeah.
Yeah. Afternoon sun.
So no tilling. I mean, you wouldn't till a raised bed, and which means you're not disturbing microorganisms. Weed seeds are not spread as they would be by tilling, of course. And you know, they say it helps to keep out critters if the sides are tall enough, you know. I don't think it can keep out cats. It just depends, and we'll get to the cat.
It won't keep the deer out.
It will not, no.
No, it just makes it actually easier for the deer.
Yeah.
That's why we put a fence around it.
Yeah, and I mean, you can also put chicken wire on top, you know, and mm-hmm. then remove it as the plants get taller.
I had somebody try to tell me that all you have to do to keep the deer out is you put stakes and you put monofilament chicken or fishing line around it, and when they walk into it, it freaks them out because they can't see it.
Oh.
But then again, I don't know if that works.
I wouldn't risk my garden on it.
No, it depends
on how hungry the deer, how desperate the deer are
to
find a solution. And of course, if you have that frame around a bed, if you have a raised bed, it's so much easier to put up hoops and cold frames and row covers. And of course, it's nice if you have to move away from your property, you might be able to move those materials, if you're using wood, with you if need be. And it's great for beginners. Like Robin, you said you have one bed. You know, if you're a beginning gardener, not that you are, but you can just, you know, test your green thumb in that one bed.
Keep on
growing.
No, we had three beds, but they weren't that far off the ground, and we kind of gave up on them. They were in a different location. This one is kind of
ours,
like yours,
like
John.
3 feet,
like waist high.
Yeah. And we will talk about that next week. You know, how to build it, and what to build it with, and why you do what. Of course, raised beds to me are aesthetically appealing, and you can have really nice paths between the beds. So on that note, John, do you want to go to the nursery?
Start your spring gardening with a visit to Columbia Nursery. Open daily from 9 to 5:30, their greenhouses are overflowing with houseplants, and there's so many to choose from. If your outside landscaping has taken a beating this winter, freshen it up with their multiple selection of chips, mulch, and loamy soil, all located in their bulk yard. Their front-end loaders are ready to load you out in a jiffy. Stop by today at 2544 9th Street West in Columbia Falls. Columbia Nursery, 406-892-0339.
Okay, John, problems and those cons. Have you had an issue with mice or voles in your raised beds?
No.
Well, what can help with that? A nice preventive step is to line the bottom with hardware cloth, or you double dig. Mm-hmm. And by double dig, usually they are saying one depth is 12 inches. And you put down chicken wire, and we did that in the school garden, and it does, you know, keep out voles. So you go slightly up the sides of the frame, you can go up to the height of the frame, you know, up to 3 feet, if that's how high your frames are. Another problem might be that outdoor cats use it as a litter box. So a friend uses a plastic litter box in the planting bed. So it leads the cats on. You can try coffee grounds around the inside frames, and coffee grounds, of course, give your soil a little nitrogen as well. Chicken wire, as I mentioned, top and remove when the plants are growing larger. And of course, if you want to invest a little money, you can have an activated, motion-activated water spray for those smaller critters. The initial cost is higher compared to raised row beds. So, John, have you and Judy had any problems with your raised beds?
No, not really.
Mostly advantageous.
No, it's really been nice.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem I have is I hate to thin out these plants. I hate to thin. So Jim Oliverson gave us some seeds this year for carrots that we don't have to thin.
Oh.
I'm excited to find out if it works.
Oh, you're thinning. What are you thinning?
The carrots.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, they're tough to thin. Yeah, yeah. So these you don't have to thin. That's very interesting. Pest alerts. We know it's spring because the pest alerts are coming in. And I have many, many, so I'll just cover two of the most important ones. First of all, it is time to prune your fruit trees. But do not prune spring flowering bushes such as forsythias and lilacs until they finish blooming. So anything spring flowering is not the time to prune now. And remember to prune out no more than a fourth to a third of a tree, okay? And also, please don't use dull tools, okay? And always sanitize your tools after you use them, because you don't know if you might have some kind of a pathological issue in your tree or shrub.
How do you do that?
You use alcohol,
Clorox,
like 70%. Well, Clorox can make the tool rusty, you know? I mean, sanitizing your pots with Clorox, 10% Clorox, 90% water is okay. But with your tools, if you have a little 70% alcohol spritz bottle with you as you prune, it's so easy to do that. And then, of course, if you've had a problem with mites, aphids, scale, or leaf rollers last year, now is the time to apply an insect preventative horticultural oil spray soon. Look at your tree and see if the buds are starting to swell. Don't wait until the little tiny leaves start forming, okay? Because you could burn those leaves with the sprays. They're pretty strong, even organic sprays. Garden to table. The humble radish.
I love radishes.
I know you do.
They got a little bite to them.
Roast. Well, it depends on the radish. Yeah, it depends on the variety. I like it too. You know, we used to put a little salt on them.
Yeah.
Piece of bread and butter, good bread and butter and radishes. But you can roast them. You can eat them fresh, of course. Radishes with goat cheese, honey, and chives. Also good for you, very nutritious, high in, they say, rich in antioxidants and minerals, calcium, potassium. So you know potassium helps with your blood pressure and also CoQ10. I couldn't believe that when I was researching this.
Wow.
I have an educational opportunity for you. I talked about it, I think, 2 weeks ago. IPM Strategies at Missoula County Department of Ecology, April 11th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., $10, lunch is included. You do have to register, and that number is 406-258-4205. The site is Missoula EDU Place, all one word, .org. And later this month, they will have a two-day Montana Pollinator Research Summit, which is wonderful. Next week, we will continue building those raised beds, and I'll give you some resources. John and Robin, you know a little bit about my family wartime history. And, you know, when I see things that happen in war zones, I'm reminded especially of waiting in Eleanor Roosevelt's soup lines after World War II. empty bowl in hand. But I not only remember the hunger, but I also remember the goodness of people. And therefore, I'm forever grateful for people risking their lives to provide food for people in horrific situations, especially in wartime. So before I close, I would like to honor Jose Andres,
yes,
founder and chef of World Central Kitchen, who has been doing this work for over 14 years. I think he started in 2010 in Haiti, with one of his quotes. "We all are citizens of the world. What's good for you must be good for all. If you're lost, share a plate of food with a stranger. You will find who you are." Thank you for listening. Be well. Remember, we're in this together, and pay forward if you can.
And that's our Tips to Grow On today. Please join us next Thursday for our next Tips to Grow On with Master Gardener Elizabeth Mollica. Brought to you by Columbia Nursery and Landscape. Excellent advice, great customer service. Serving the Flathead for 28 years on 9th Street West in Columbia Falls.
The KGEZ.